8:44 here at WXCE, and Greg Marston back here. Very pleased to welcome in author Matthew Peterson joining us from Arizona today. He is the author of the book called Parallel Worlds, a whole series there. Good morning. How you doing, Matthew?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Tell us about this. This is kind of a, it's one of those things where, you know, trying to follow up, I guess, in some ways, and some of the heat and some of the excitement about Harry Potter now that that's kind of wrapping up. And children's books are hot again, aren't they? That whole series, it's like you want to keep them rolling on that reading train, don't you?
Yeah, you know, a lot of reviewers have actually been mentioning that my book is like a Harry Potter meets Star Wars book. So I think it's definitely good to fill the void that's been left when Harry Potter ended.
And tell me about this. What's some of the background on the story here, if you can?
Let's see. Well, Parallel World Zero is the name of the first book, and the name of the series is Parallel Worlds. The background is of a boy who's about 12 years old who lives in New York, and he doesn't have very good self-esteem. He's being bullied, and suddenly a girl from another world appears and gets him out of the horrible situation he's in, but accidentally sends him to another world where he discovers that he can perform magic.
Mm-hmm. 12-year-old boy, and like a lot of 12-year-olds, boys and girls, self-esteem issues, loneliness potentially, and this is kind of life-changing for him, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he starts out, he's not very confident, especially because he's so short. And throughout the book, he's going through the ringer. He goes through a lot of ordeals and trials, but he really grows. You know, his maturity level, he just becomes more of a leader.
The book, the series, actually just getting launched this month here and throughout the U.S. And what's been there's some really interesting characters in this. One of the things, and I'm reading one of the reviews here, flame-throwing pigeons and demonic dumpsters. That's got to be, I tell you, that is the first time I think I've ever said those words together on the air, and probably elsewhere as well. Where did some of the impetus for some of the interesting happenings and happenstances and characters come from?
Well, that's the fun part of the book, is that the magic just goes crazy. They don't know, when the girl comes to Earth, her magic abilities just go wild. And, you know, big giant flame-throwing pigeons stalking the streets of New York. When Simon goes to the other world, just the opposite happens. All of a sudden, he's the only one who can perform magic, and his magic is out of control. It really makes it fun to do things like that, and gets him into some precarious situations as well.
And with this as well, I mean, in following through what the 12-year-old Simon goes through, did you find a lot of your parallels with your own childhood, or your own, what you were like at 12 years old, or is this maybe as much as possible trying to ignore some of your own foibles?
No, definitely. I started writing this book back in 1990 when I was actually 14 years old. So the main character, Simon, was really based on my childhood. And then later on, many years later, someone said, hey, you should, you know, I had a computer crash and quit writing it. Many years later, someone said, hey, you should really read this Harry Potter book. So I did, and my jaw dropped, and I realized that my book had a lot of similarities. So I picked it up and finished it. But in the process, I had to create another character who was more my age, in the upper 20s, low 30s. And so now there's two storylines in the book, one with the younger characters and one with the older characters, which are all based loosely upon me.
And you've also had some comparisons to Napoleon Dynamite, and I mean, you can't lose there. The humor aspect of it, I mean, let's just face it, kids that age are actually insanely funny even when they don't try to be, aren't they?
Yes. And there's another character, he's even smaller than Simon, he's a dwarf. And he is just hilarious, the comments that he makes, a lot of witty comments, and he can kind of be a pain in the neck to the other characters, too.
How long do you see this carrying out? Do you have a finite end to the series?
I do. One of my themes I really like is good endings. And so I've written the ending of the whole series, of each book in the series. There might be about six books in the series, but I really have an end in mind. So, yeah, this will continue on.
And do you see it maybe making it to the big screen as well?
I hope so. You know, I think that's most authors' dream. When I write, it's like I'm watching a movie and I'm just writing as quickly as possible of what I see in my mind. And so I think it definitely would play out well on a movie. It would have to, you know, there's a lot of things going on. So either an animated or, you know, bigger budget movie.
Once again, we're talking with Matthew Peterson, joining us from Arizona today. He is the author of the Parallel Worlds series, the first of which, Paraworld Zero, is the first in that series. But you've got more info online as well. You want to give us the website?
I do, yeah. My website is pworlds.net, which is, you know, P as in parallel, so pworlds.net. In fact, I just posted a video trailer yesterday on my website, which actually has the characters from the front cover.
Okay.
They actually played in the video trailer.
Very nice. And the age level, about, what, 8, 9 on up?
Yeah, 8, 9 and up. I've had 9-year-olds read it and just absolutely love it. I've had adults read it. I had one adult read it, and he told me that he called in sick because he couldn't put it down. And he had to finish it.
I'm sure his boss would love to hear that as well.
So. Yeah.
Matthew Peterson, I wish you continued success in this. It sounds like a lot of fun, and it's got to be a nice little train to be on right now as well.
Yes, it is.
And more power to you, and anything we can do to get kids to read more, I think the better for all of us further down the line. So thanks again, and again, we look forward to the series continuing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks much. Matthew Peterson joining us from Arizona today. The Parallel World series, the first in that series called Paraworld Zero, just coming out this month again.